Warren News. I'm John Scott. GOP Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Democrat Kamala Harris has embraced an extremely liberal agenda.
Transgender support for members of the United States Marine Corps and ensuring that our schools have bizarre materials on sexual identity for seven-year-olds, right? That is what woke means, I think, to most Americans.
Vance interviewed on the Salem Radio Network's The Hugh Hewitt Show, and Harris has announced her VP pick. Republican officials are reacting to the choice of Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential nominee. Correspondent Bernie Bennett shares some of that reaction from Capitol Hill and beyond.
The pro-Trump super PAC MAGA Incorporated immediately painted Walz as incompetent in a statement and called him and Harris both far-left radicals that don't know how to govern. Caroline Leavitt, the Trump campaign press secretary, called Walz a West Coast wannabe who has tried to reshape Minnesota in the image of the Golden State. In its press release after the news of Walz's pick broke, MAGA Incorporated hit on two items of concern over Walz's record as governor. They include the delay in calling in the National Guard as protests engulf Minnesota following the murder of George Floyd by city police officers in May of 2020, as well as the fact that the biggest pandemic fraud case in the U.S. happened under his watch. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNNews.com, as Tropical Storm Debbie pounds the southeastern U.S., Georgia Governor Brian Kemp told WSB-TV, in the best case scenario, the storm area will get another 4 or 5 inches of rain.
We've had a heavy impact on southeast Georgia with heavy winds and certainly a lot of rainfall.
Savannah Mayor Van Johnson told residents to expect a rough day on Tuesday. Stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up 609 points. The NASDAQ gaining 358. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are more satisfied.
A poll released by the Belonging Forum reveals that 72% of self-described believers say they are satisfied with their lives, compared to 65% of non-religious people. The survey also found that Christians are more friendly, more neighborly, and more involved in trying to improve their communities. The Belonging Forum says, quote, "Christian faith is a powerful and universal social force for good and promotes a sense of belonging in our communities." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Chief U.S. District Judge Mark Walker says the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. This is SRN News. A nearly billion-dollar civil judgment is imposed on the operators of a Colorado Springs, Colorado funeral home.
A lawyer for families say the Colorado funeral home owners who allegedly stored 190 decaying bodies and sent grieving families fake ashes have been ordered by a judge to pay $950 million to the victim's relatives in a civil case. But the ruling is merely symbolic because the judgment is unlikely to be paid out since the owners, John and Carrie Hallford, have been in financial trouble for years. The Hallfords also face hundreds of criminal charges in separate cases. Dozens of families received urns they believe contained loved ones' remains. Instead, they were decaying in a building. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden hosting the Texas Rangers at the White House on Thursday to recognize the 2023 World Series champions, their first championship title in the history of the franchise. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.